Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Night. What a weird Tuesday night. I don't know how to even approach this. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You want the good news first? There's a ton of bad news, I feel, but there's a lot of good news as well. So you lead with the good news. We'll start with the good news first. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk some baseball tonight. I realize we probably really only have a month of baseball dominating the discussions on WFAN. In a month, we will start to lean into the NFL. The NBA is over. Good. The NHL is not over just yet as the Edmonton Oilers force a game six. And the streak is not over for the Make It Happen Grimettes. We'll start right there. If you don't believe, you should start believing. They take another series and this whole Grimace thing is real. It's cool. It's fun. Let the kids play and let the kids have fun. Let the kids believe in something. Your thoughts become things. And throughout this whole Mets game, which I think I was listening to Keith Radd, and I forget who else was on the call with Keith Radd. It wasn't Howie Rose. But throughout this Mets game, I'm like, they're not out of this game. They didn't lose this game yet. Grimace. Like, the power of Grimace. What a game for the Mets fans. What a week for the Mets fans. Believing in a purple blob and purple power. Believing in a team that believes in themselves, you can see it. You can just see it when the cameras, SNY does a great job of getting these guys on camera in the dugout, seeing how they root for each other, how they are playful with each other, how they are trying to rally around each other to win. This is a game tonight where Mark Vientos early, that first homer early makes you feel like, okay, this is going to continue, right? You score first, you draw first blood, your thoughts become things, and you're thinking W7, win streak, win number seven. You got to be thinking, yo, we're about to take this series tonight, and the Grimace talk continues. And I don't care if you are the type to say, oh my God, Grimace talk on The Fan. Grimace is taking away from the Mets. No, it's not. It's part of it. It's better than the rally pimp. It counts as something. It counts as an inflection point. Since this guy showed up, the Mets have turned into this. And McDonald's is playing into it. SNY is playing into it. The Mets social media accounts are playing into it. So who are you to go against it? And they keep winning. So, you know, watching this game tonight, which I didn't watch. I watched the Yankee game. We'll get to that in a minute. I listened to the Mets game, and then I came in here and was able to watch the end. Watch them tie the game. And then come back and take the lead in the ninth inning. And then Edwin Diaz come in to close the game and seal the deal. Your thoughts become things, right? Vientos. Okay, the Rangers come back and they get that run back in the third. And then the Mets go up in the fifth. But damn, the Rangers answer back in the fifth with five runs. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's baseball, right? Well, you know, it was fun while it lasted. You know, maybe we'll keep the Grimace thing as a home thing. Yeah, well, you know, they still have won X amount of games in their last 10, 15. No. They tack on another one in the sixth, another one in the seventh, two in the eighth, one in the ninth. And can we please put respect on the bullpen? Can we please put respect on these guys going out there? After Severino gave up eight hits, six earned runs, only had one strikeout. Not the best performance out of Severino, but he did give you some length. And then the Mets bullpen goes out there, Diekman, Garrett, Diaz, and they hold it down. 888-808-1019. These are my Mets. I dub them the Make It Happen Mets. I think I'm the first one to call them the Grimmets, and I hope everybody runs with that. This is fun. This is baseball. These are the little quirky things in baseball that you never see coming. These are the little fun things that pop up, and it's like, okay, you'll remember this for years to come. No matter what happens at the deadline, no matter what happens with prospects, guys on this team, no matter what happens in the postseason, you'll remember this run. Enjoy it. Let people enjoy things. It's supposed to be fun. It's entertainment. I was cracking up looking at McDonald's Twitter account, leaning into the Grimace thing. They were leaning in so much that they were typing in Grimace's voice. I don't know. I think stuff like that is great. I'm having fun with it. I'm like, yo, I want Grimace at the next homestand. I want him at the Subway Series. If I go to a Subway Series game and Grimace isn't dancing on top of the dugout with the Queens crew, you're not capitalizing on this thing. If I go to one of those Subway Series games and Edwin Diaz comes out, which SNY superimposed Grimace over Edwin Diaz and posted, you know, sound him with Grimace coming out of the bullpen. If he's not on the dugout with a trumpet next to Mr. and Mrs. Met, what are we doing? You got to keep playing into it. Free fries when Edwin Diaz doesn't blow the save. There should be a promotion already. Mets fans get free fries at McDonald's every time Edwin Diaz gets a save. There it is. 888-808-1019. So the Mets, again, you know, the starting pitcher did not have his stuff, but the bullpen does it, and this Mets team is able to go out there and out-hit the Rangers and outscore the Rangers barely. 10-9, 7-6, and get another win to keep the win streak going, take another series, and you feel good going to sleep tonight if you're a Mets fan. There's some good news. There's some good news. We'll get to the bad news. Not too much bad news with the Mets. Good news is that the big bad Baltimore Orioles came in and they got handled. They almost got shut out. I know somebody's going to call me and say, hey, Keith, you know, Clay Holmes is a problem. You know what? We were just talking about how power pitchers, they give up homers, and Clay doesn't give up homers, and Clay gave up a homer. You tip your cap again to Anthony Santander. He's a beast. He's a dog. He's one of the best right fielders in the American League. I think that was his 18th homer. Whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is the Yankees were not about to lose three in a row. They return home from the road trip. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. Always worth the ticket. Nestor Cortez is great in the Bronx. And he holds it down again. Nestor Cortez goes out there and doesn't give up anything. And what I love most with Nestor was him chin-checking Gunnar Henderson in, I think, like the fifth inning. Obviously, the bad news with the Yankees is that Aaron Judge got hit by pitch. And when you saw that fastball go up and in, if you watch Mookie Betts over the weekend get hit with a fastball the same way, he broke his hand, fractured his hand. He's out for 8 weeks. The first thing you're thinking is no, 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 no. This can't happen. June is a gauntlet. I told you guys in April it was going to be a gauntlet. The gauntlet doesn't just come with competition. It comes with adversity, injuries, having to overcome different type of things. And luckily we just got the information that Aaron Judge, the results came back negative. He's going to ice up. He left the game in the third inning. He's going to ice up. And okay, he leaves the game in the third inning. The captain is out. Aaron Boone is out. Congrats to Aaron Boone and his son for graduating. He was at his son's graduation. Brad Ausmus sits in as manager, the pride of Dartmouth. And of course, we get the debut of another Dartmouth guy, another Dartmouth catcher. Ben Rice, Uncle Ben Rice, throw the rice in the air for the young man. Man, I love that. An hour before the game, he thought of what he was going to have to do to acknowledge the bleacher creatures in the roll call. And he turned around and did the, you know, feed me eating like he was eating a rice bowl. This kid was smiling ear to ear, getting that first knock. He is a catcher slash first baseman. And if you heard me last night, I didn't think they were going to do it. This kid has played 11 games at AAA, like 50 at-bats or something. I didn't think they were going to press that button, but you know what? They had to press that button because they couldn't just say, oh, yeah, DJ will be our first baseman every day. DJ is struggling, and Ben Rice deserved it. Like, he worked his way up, let the kids play. If you're good enough, if you're dominating, and he's been dominating for a year from the AA level, moving up to the AAA level, he got to live a dream tonight. Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. This team is comprised of a bunch of guys that grew up rooting for the Yankees. I'm seeing pictures of him as a little Yankee fan. His parents and his family were able to make the game. I saw Brian Hoke put out there that he wrote, let me see exactly what he wrote so I don't do it verbatim. He went to, he's from Massachusetts. He went to Fenway Park and he wrote Yankees rule on the foul pole, on the pesky pole at Fenway Park. He's one of us. So welcome, Ben Rice. You'll see him against right-handed pitching. And it was great to see that smile and that young energy. And I feel like these guys need it. I feel like these guys always need that reminder that, like, baseball is fun. And, yeah, some of you guys are pros of all pros, and you make millions, and you get to do this for a living, and you might take it for granted. But this young man's not taking it for granted. He's going to get to platoon with DJ, fine. And maybe there's a chance he's catching at some point. He caught Gerrit Cole in Gerrit Cole's rehab stint. Gerrit Cole, good news. Tomorrow, Gerrit Cole is back. And pressure is a privilege. No Judge. I'm going to assume Judge is not in the lineup tomorrow. I'm going to just assume that they're going to take some precautions and he'll get a day to ice up and rest and not aggravate that hand anymore. And the pressure will be on Gerrit Cole to go out there and shut down that Orioles lineup, who you know is going to be trying to bounce back after they were shut out for 8 innings. And it'll be on the Yankees to take the series so that you take the series. Maybe you can give Judge an extra day on Thursday. And we get ready for this Braves series, 888-808-1019. It's good to see Volpe get a hit, RBI, breaking out of his small slump that he's in. You know, Judge got a knock before getting out of the game in the third inning. Verdugo with a knock. And I love to see Verdugo, whether he did it with a smile, joking or not, you know, talking to the pitcher that hit Gleyber. Gleyber also took a hit by pitch. And he said, hey, how about me and you? You know, I'll square up with you and then I'm going to whoop his ass as well. And, like, you know, I just like that banter back and forth. It's not okay. It's not okay. I don't think it's going to turn into anything tomorrow, but there should be beef between division rivals. And in baseball, period, there should be beef when your guys are getting hit by pitches, especially when your captain, the best player on your team, has to leave the game because a guy, a journeyman guy that pitched for them tonight, Suarez, can't control the baseball. 888-808-1019. So great outing by Nestor Cortez. The Yankees go out there and they get it done. It wasn't necessarily the Bronx Bombers and the long ball. Austin Wells, great to see you. You know, with his double that he had. And the Yankees get a 4-2 win against the big bad Orioles that everybody was telling me, oh, wait till the Yankees face the Orioles. And what was I telling you? I don't fear the Orioles. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see them face the Orioles. It's not going to be the same as it was in Camden Yards the first couple days in May. Speaking of May, man, Willie Mays, RIP. That knocked me down today. That one hurt. Not because I wasn't expecting a 93-year-old man to be close to his resting day, but we're 2 days away from the Rickwood Field game down there in Birmingham, Alabama, where he played as a 17-year-old kid. He played for the Birmingham Black Barons, who they say outdrew the regular Birmingham Barons. And, man, I love what MLB has done. We've seen the Field of Dream game. We've seen two Field of Dream games. We've seen the London series, the Seoul series. We've seen MLB activate in all these different countries and even the Little League series that they have. And, man, I'm so excited to watch the Rickwood Field game on Thursday, but it hurts, man, because Willie Mays was quoted saying, I'm glad that the Giants, Cardinals, and MLB are doing this, letting everyone get to see pro ball at Rickwood Field. Good to remind people of all the great ball that has been played there and all the players. all these years and it's still there, and so am I. How about that? To say, hey, kid, those are famous last words. I'm telling you, man, my heart stopped. It sucked to see Willie Mays passes at 93, 2 days before he could watch a Major League Baseball game take place on that field that he played in the Negro Leagues at age 17. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, also bad news. Jason Dominguez, right, as many of you are like, can Judge play first base? No, his hand is hurt now. Jason Dominguez is hurt now. He's got an oblique strain. So even if Judge was to hit the IL, which I don't think he will, Dominguez isn't coming right up. Adversity, injuries, it's part of the game. At this part of the season, everybody is going through some type of injury. Even the Baltimore Orioles, with who we're facing pitching-wise in these three games, they're missing a handful of their starting pitching. It is what it is. Guys will rise like a young Ben Rice. And other guys got to step up from a Nestor Cortez to an Austin Wells to a Trent Grisham on short notice and whoever else. Giancarlo Stanton, I see. I'll tip my cap to Stanton as well. We're going to talk baseball. Like I said, in a month, everybody's going to want to talk about football and minicamp, which is great and all, but I love the sport of baseball. And today we lost arguably the greatest baseball player of all time. If you're old enough to have seen Willie Mays, please call the show, share your stories. If you're old enough to know about Willie Mays' story, please call up and share that with us. I'm nowhere near old enough to have seen Willie Mays play, but I did watch the Say Hey Willie Mays documentary on HBO, and I just understood who he was and what he had to do as a black man in America playing baseball and using that as his power, using that as his way to fight for change and fight for the rights that he deserved. And man, it just hurt today. That guy, and they're showing clips of him right now on SNY. I'm glad they're honoring him. I'm glad that the Mets did honor him while he was still alive. And, you know, that guy with 660 home runs, we'll go through his numbers and stats. There's so many people. Even Keith Hernandez spoke so well. And Gary Cohen as well during the broadcast tonight. You know, Keith Hernandez says the best baseball player I've ever seen, a five-tool player. Whenever you got to see him play, he was going to do something, hit a home run, steal a base, make a ridiculous play on defense. And, yeah, we lost a legend today. If you're a baseball fan, you understand. RIP Willie Mays. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's talk about the Grimettes and the seven-game win streak and taking another series. And I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets because those Mets, they made it happen. And that's what they did tonight, and that's what they're doing in these games. They're not letting it happen, right? Winners make it happen. Losers let it happen. They flipped the switch. And if the flip of the switch was actually some type of higher power that is this purple power, so be it. And the Yankees stand up at home to the Baltimore Orioles, shut them out for most of the game. Lose Aaron Judge and still see it through without Aaron Boone and Ben Rice. Welcome to the show. And RIP Willie Mays. We'll get into it after we take this quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Let's get it, man. You know the drill. Call the fan. Say what you got to say. We'll talk about it. KM to 2 a.m. Let's get right into it, man. I just saw Francisco Alvarez on the screen after going 3-for-4 El Troll. As much as people think I troll the Mets, from the beginning I've said Francisco Alvarez is my favorite Met. I saw him in L.A. at the Futures game. I think he homered that game, and I could just tell, you know, who's an alpha, who's a beta, and he was an alpha around some of the best in the game. I think that was 2022. I think Volpe might have been out there as well, but I could just tell. I'm like, okay, this is the guy. This is the Mets' future catcher. He looks the part, and when I say he looks the part, he's not the tallest guy. He's not the fastest guy, strongest guy, but he's pelotero. He's a ball player. He looks the part. And as much as we give credit to Grimace, give credit to this young man. When he's on the field, when he's behind the plate, at the plate, the Mets are different. So I'm tipping my cap to number four. That's my favorite Met. I never had a favorite Met. If I had to pick one, I like how that guy plays the game. 3-for-4 tonight with a double, 2 ribbies. And I got to look up the stat. I know my guy Dwayne, Mets fan, who calls in and has been riding with the Mets his whole life, but like has been riding with the Mets his whole season, up and down, whatever. You know, he pointed out something to me earlier today with the stats. Oh, here it is. I found it. He said, Keith, this is what we talked about last night, brother El Troll. The Mets are now 18-1 in their last 19 games played with Francisco Alvarez. So you do the math. Obviously, there's one guy that can hold those numbers. I don't think anybody else in the lineup, anybody else in the rotation, anybody else in the bullpen has that record. What's his war? I got to go look that up. Josh and Passaic first up on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Great, Keith. How are you?
You know, hanging in there. A weird night, but, you know, some positive to go with some of the negative.
So it's actually more of 18-1 when the Mets have a functional catcher playing over 18-1 when Francisco Alvarez is playing. It's great to have him back. And, you know, before he got the injury, he hadn't really hit. So it's great to see that. But I was doubting a little bit at going into the eighth inning. I see them down 6-4. I'm like, well, there's going to be a game they're going to drop. And they get 2 runners. Zientos comes up. Here's his chance. Could get his 4th hit. And he strikes out. I'm like, oh, well, at least they tried. And then Alvarez steps up, hits a 2-run double, and I was shocked, Keith. This was one of the greater Mets teams.
You can't turn the game off. Even when they were blowing the game, you couldn't turn the game off.
Right, and then the ninth inning also, however, works. And this was just a great one. And Edwin Diaz, I remember, I don't know if it was Gary Cohn or somebody else in SNY, I think how Diaz's biggest save was, I think, in like the Marlins series or last week. I felt like this was much bigger. He just had this comeback, you know, a chance to make it 7 games in a row, or is it 8 now, whatever it is. And you know, they get the run on it. But that was great when they got the double play. You know, Diaz and Lindor shouting whatever they are in Spanish. You know, it's good to see Lindor enjoy now. You know, I remember a few weeks when they played the Guardians. They asked him what he missed most about. He's like, winning.
Yes, because he was a part of the Windians. Great point, Josh. He was a part of the Windians. Thanks for the call. And the Cleveland Indians with Francisco Lindor, I believe they won 22 games in a row. The Mets are about a third of the way there. All smiles for Mr. Smile, Carlos Mendoza, and the Grimettes. 888-808-1019. Moses in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, Moses?
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
All right. Hanging in there.
The Yankee, the Soto call, the interference call with Soto in the first inning shouldn't have ever been called, you know? It's not fair.
Yeah, listen, the thing is with these umpires in Major League Baseball, you just got to kind of, like, it's going to change. We're going to have...
Yeah, it happened last year in May also.
Yeah.
I mean, in May, earlier in the season.
It's going to happen. These guys are out there. They have egos. They're uncheckable. They make mistakes, and they don't have to be held accountable for them. It is what it is. As long as the Yankees...
I mean, they got to change. I mean, what is he supposed to do, like run around the base, you know?
No, but, I mean, Major League Baseball is flawed with the umpires, the ump show. There's something every night where you're like, what is that?
Yeah, and the Grimettes is going to end when next week with the Yankees, you know, it's finally going to end, hopefully.
Yeah, they can sweep the Cubs. That'd be awesome for them to sweep the Cubs and then come home and...
And then lose to the Yankees.
That would be perfect. That would be great.
Yeah, it would be great. Okay, Keith, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Moses. Yeah, listen, like, I think I saw something earlier today about the challenge system and how that's going to be implemented. Major League Baseball knows they got to get better. They know that these umpires, like, man, I saw Rob Thompson over the weekend going at it with an ump, and I'm like, this is too much of an ump show. This ump has ego because there's people watching, and these umps know that these clips go viral. They hit social media. John Boy is going to make a breakdown and dissect every word that these guys say. So these guys don't want to be shown up. And whether they're right or wrong, they try to stand there. It's just stupid. Nobody goes to the ballpark for the umpire crew. Nobody goes to the ballpark for these guys. They make mistakes. They call things wrong. Some of these things need to be fixed, but it is what it is. I don't trip too much about that as long as you just move forward and it doesn't cost you the game. Let's go to Tom in Bergen County on the Fan. How you doing, Tom?
Yo, what's up, Keith?
You know, talking and talk.
We spoke before briefly. I had a career similar to yours. I love the sport, and I got into broadcasting part of it, and I was a camera op for a long time and had the privilege to get near Willie Mays and do some things out in San Francisco. And I got some cool photographs of me working behind the camera with Willie, and then I went up to Cooperstown to get one signed, right? And so I wait in line, and I meet Willie. And just the one thing I want to say is, I mean, his, at I guess it was 80, 88 years old, his forearms and his hands, like he shook your hand. The man was like, he doesn't look that physical. Look at the pictures. The man was, he was an athlete, like a specimen. And I don't think it's like as celebrated as his stats, but his physical self was impressive. That was a man.
Born to play the game.
He shook his hands. It was like a hockey glove of flesh. Like, the man was strong.
Yeah, loved the game, was born to play the game, could do everything in the game.
And was built for it. So a ton of respect to the number 24, and say hey forever, man.
Great story, Tom. Thanks for chiming in with that. Yeah, you know, imagine being a fan and your profession takes you to where you get to be around someone like Willie Mays. It's a tough day to hear that news. And like I said, even tougher knowing that in less than 48 hours, that whole broadcast is going to be now dedicated to him. They were already going to feature him and talk about his life and legacy with the Giants taking on the Cardinals in the exact site that like his career started at 17. I don't know. I always say the universe never unconnects. That was too eerie for me tonight. I was like, tell my wife, she's like, what's up? Like, what's wrong? I'm like, ah, man. I'm like, Willie Mays died 2 days before the Rickwood Field game. And I mean, if people weren't already excited to see it or people weren't already looking forward to watching it, this adds to it. And it's just tough, man, because like I said, I read that quote that I clipped from my notes today. He wasn't able to go to the game. Right. Like he, you know, obviously he's 93 and he clearly was, you know, on his way out. He wasn't physically going to attend, but he was going to watch. And man, for him to say that place is still here and so am I, just days before it happened, it's crazy. The baseball gods needed him. The baseball gods said, hey, Willie, you're going to come up here and watch this with us. You've done enough for baseball. Now baseball is going to honor you. And maybe we'll get some more eyes and ears and more attention on the game in your honor. 888-808-1019. Lou is in La Jolla, California. Lou, you're on the Fan in New York.
Keith, we have tweeted many times. I'm the 73-year-old retired teacher. I'm the one who wrote yesterday, I thought Soto should play first base.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember me?
I do. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, I had a call because I'm going to try not to cry. Willie Mays, I always dreaded this day. He was my first idol when I was about 5 years old.
Yeah.
The Giants were still in New York, the Dodgers in Brooklyn, and the Yanks and Dodgers were in first place mid-season. The Giants were in sixth, so I decided to root for the underdog, and Willie became my first idol. Excuse me for crying. And then I got a Giants uniform when I was 7. They had just moved to San Francisco. And the SF cap, I wore the whole thing to Yankee Stadium, my first game. And my father did not allow my mother to sew Willie's number 24 onto the uniform because he was black. And I had to wear my favorite white Giants number. And I wrote that to Willie on his 70th birthday. And when I left my parents at age 26, I took my Boy Scout uniform, even though I hated the Boy Scouts, but I just left the Giants uniform behind. I mean, I loved my father, but I was always very, very bitter and sad about that. I spoke to Willie on the phone when I was in high school. I grew up in the Bronx, so everyone was a Yankee fan, but a high school schoolmate of mine was a Giants fan, and he said, "Hey, Willie's staying, the Giants are playing the Mets. He's at Roosevelt, at the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan," and he asked for Willie from a payphone, and they put him right through, and I recognized his voice immediately, and I said, "Willie, I think you're the greatest baseball player of all time," and he said, "Thank you very much," and that was the whole conversation. So I think I'm repeating myself. I always dreaded this day. My best friend died a month and a half ago, and now Willie. So I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just saying it's been rough, and I can't tell you how much I loved him.
Lou, it's okay. Yeah, we don't think you're looking for anything. We appreciate you sharing your story, and I'm glad you thought to call tonight and share that. That's powerful. That's theater of the mind. I can envision some of the things that you just spoke on, and it's powerful, man, and people need to hear that. And I know there's somebody out there that's not going to call, but they're tearing up right now, and they're feeling some type of way because Willie Mays was their hero as well. So I thank you for that.
And Keith, I love your show, and I listen every night.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You know, I'm not old enough to really, I mean, I know what I know from books and being a baseball fan. And like I said, when that breaking news hit tonight during the game, I stopped watching the game. I just like went into my room, my master bedroom where my wife was. My wife said, "What's up with you?" I'm like, "Oh," it just hit me like a ton of bricks because I wanted so much for him to get to see that Rickwood Field game, and I know that he spoke on it, and it wasn't meant to be. Thanks for the call, Lou. 888-808-1019. You know, baseball is amazing. As a kid, you can latch on to your favorite team, your favorite player, and it doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever. You know, sports are supposed to be the great equalizer. I was talking about this the other night with Caitlin Clark. Right, where I said, you know, all of this divisiveness about race and sexuality and where she's from and how she's marketed and how she's been treated as a rookie. I'm like, all that's left is for her to dominate. And that's how you rise above all of that. And Willie Mays dominated. But he dominated in a time where he couldn't rise above the discrimination, the hate, the racism. He tried his best on the field and hope that would carry with him off the field. But on the field, he was Willie Mays. Off the field, he was still a black man. He wasn't allowed to live in certain areas. He wasn't allowed to do certain things. And we've come a long way, but there's still a good amount of way to go. And, man, I just appreciate Willie Mays, and I know enough of his story that I can relate to it. I can relate to being great but having to be greater because of your skin color. I can relate to, you know, wanting change and thinking that because you're great and because you have some power and because, like, you could use it to help others. And, man, we lost an icon today. We lost a great baseball player, one that many people think is the greatest baseball player of all time, the Say Hey Kid. Back to the phones we go. People are talking Yankees. People are talking Mets. But we're certainly going to honor Willie Mays on my show tonight. I just, you know, as I was putting my show together, like I said, that crushed me because I didn't do it yesterday, but I knew tonight we would roll into Wednesday, and I knew that would be the day before the Rickwood Field game, you know, and I thought about going down there on my own dime. I just have some other things going on in my own life. Rest in peace to my grandfather, Pop Roland, who passed last week. You know, I didn't want to bring it to air because I've spoken about my brother passing and I've gotten choked up and, you know, I've got to go down to Jacksonville 4th of July weekend to pay respects to my grandfather and my grandmother and, you know, have his celebration of life. But man, when this Willie Mays news came through the ticker today, it was a gut punch because, you know, there's a celebration going on in Birmingham, Alabama. And I mean, you might have heard me talk about the, you know, Negro League records being implemented to Major League Baseball, and me saying, you know, that's cool. I guess it's good, but like, that's not tangible. That's not, to me, something that I can say is going to create change or help anyone or do anything. You know, I couldn't really put a finger on it. I couldn't really even put into words how I felt about it. I wasn't moved by it. I'm moved by this, and I know Major League Baseball is going to do a great job. If you haven't seen some of the pictures and some of the videos coming out from this actual Field of Dreams down there in Birmingham, Alabama, the Rickwood Field, they're going to do a celebrity softball game. I saw CeCe Sabathia post about it tomorrow. The captains are Barry Bonds. He's the captain of the Say Hays, named after, obviously, Willie Mays. And then Derek Jeter is the captain of the Hammers, named after Hammer and Hank, who we lost last year. Two of the best ever, period. And, tomorrow they're going to be down there for Juneteenth and doing the celebrity softball game called the Fam Jam. And I don't know if it's going to be broadcast, but I'm sure there'll be clips on the internet for you to see. And it's just a celebration of baseball, specifically black baseball and the history of black baseball that was kind of whitewashed and not told. And now they're bringing it to the forefront, and it's a celebration. And I hope people really dive in and try and learn something and can enjoy that as well. 888-808-1019. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night and more of your calls about the Mets, the Grimmets, this grimace era as the Mets win 7 in a row, and the battle in the AL East between the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees. The Yankees take game 1. Gerrit Cole is back tomorrow. Ben Rice made his debut tonight. Aaron Judge exits the game after being hit by pitch. We'll have all of those conversations and more calls about Willie Mays coming up.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is, hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Welcome!
The Casamigos big shot of the night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Man, we got to pour up shots all around, a few shots. I mean, first we'll start with a shot for Grimace and the Grimettes. Can Grimace drink? I don't know. Well, we'll give him a shot anyway because this is his era, this is his run. But man, I got to give one to Pete Alonso because he drove in the game-winning run. And one to Francisco Alvarez, who had 3 hits, 2 ribbies on the night. So there's 3 for the Mets. The mascot, the new mascot, not Mr. Met, Grimace, the Grimettes. Pete Alonso, Francisco Alvarez. And then as far as the Yankees go, I have another 2. First off, Ben Rice, Uncle Ben Rice, the Rice age, all Rice. Here comes Big Ben. He makes his debut, and that bat works. Batting number 6, he gets his first hit, and you got to give a big shot to him getting to the show. And then also, I will put another one out there for Nestor Cortez. Nasty Nestor night, going out there. 6 innings pitched, 5 hits, no runs, striking out 6, chin-checking Gunnar Henderson, and dominating this vaunted Baltimore Orioles lineup. Yeah. Casamigos, big shots all around. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls and concerns on the New York Yankees as Aaron Judge got hit by a pitch tonight, but MRI results come back negative. He's just going to ice up, probably have a game or two off. It's fine. We found out today that Jason Dominguez has an oblique strain. There were a few roster moves. It's funny that Oswald Peraza was in New York yesterday, so we all think that's the corresponding move. I honestly was on air talking about it, like, oh yeah, they're going to bring Peraza up, and then DJ will play first, and now you've got Peraza that can play third, play second, and then even put, you know, Cabrera at first and put Peraza at third. No. No, man, they pushed the Ben Rice button, and you love to see it. There's so many reasons why you love to see it, right? Let Ben Rice come up to the show. Let's see if it translates, right? Let's see if that pop translates, that left-handed bat, Yankee Stadium. He's going to face right-handed pitchers. He's also a catcher where if you need to throw him back there, maybe you can. And this gives you a little bit of a runway here, right? There's no quick fix of a trade to make to get you a major league level first baseman in 2 days. But this can be a showcase for Ben Rice, whether he's staying or going. And this also buys you time to get on the phones and find a major league caliber first baseman, if that's what you choose to do, Brian Cashman and the New York Yankees, 888-808-1019. Clay Holmes gives up a homer. I'm not gonna act like Clay Holmes doesn't have a bunch of saves and Clay Holmes hasn't been solid and the Yankees didn't win tonight. I understand there are some Yankee fans that want to say, him, he's a problem. Got to upgrade there. Maybe they will. Maybe they get Mason Miller or Tanner Scott. Maybe they will. I don't know. We've got some time for that. Michael Tonkin, again, goes out, gives up nothing. Luke Weaver, Weavy Wonder, again, goes out, gives up nothing. And Clay Holmes gets rocked by Anthony Santander for a two-run shot. Not a big deal. Let's go to Ariel in the Bronx on the Fan in New York. What's up? You got it.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, just trying to take some calls and talk the baseball talk before we're forced to talk about Daniel Jones and Aaron Rodgers all the time.
Yep, I'm a big one. Well, you know, all your guys, it was Mark's birthday. Glad we could get a dub for him.
Yes, sir. Happy birthday to Mark, who leads the roll call. Great roll call today, adding Ben Rice, and Ben Rice responds, eating a rice bowl. History made.
Yeah, so I got a quick Yankees question. Actually,
whew. I think we got to let him go. I was able to make out enough of, he was at the game, he was in 203, roll call, shout out to Mark. Mark's birthday was today. Mark, I saw you on the big screen. Happy birthday, and good job adding Ben Rice to the roll call. His first roll call, he was prepared for it. An hour before the game, he said, well, I know everybody's already doing the Uncle Ben Rice thing. I should just turn around and pretend I'm eating a rice bowl. Yes, good. I love that this guy is a Yankee fan. Check that off the box. And he's got a name that we can play with, that we can do a play on words, that we can make a bunch of things with. All right, we got a break already. Man, I want to get to these calls. Okay, so I'm just going to let you guys know, tonight we're going to honor Willie Mays, even though we're about to turn the page to the next day. It'll officially be June 19th. It'll officially be Wednesday on The Fan. We lost Willie Mays officially on June 18th, 2024. Wow. The year 2024 for number 24. Man, I am hurt off of it. It is tough. But hopefully, you know, we can make some people feel good with some stories and some conversation. And I know there's some people on the line that can speak to it much better than me because they either lived it or have heard about it or a little bit older than I am. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We're going to continue to talk Yankees and Mets and Willie Mays. Let's take this quick break and we'll be right back.